They are the men and women who come face to face with so many of the issues our neighbors and friends deal with. They are police. The question became, how do you deal with some of those issues? That led to the creation of the Cookeville Human Fund by Cookeville police officer Mark DeClaire.
Well, it came to be, built out of a lot of frustration. We as police officers on the street, we see a lot of people that are in need of services, and which would take some financial investment. And, you know, we just can't do that every time. You know, we don't have that kind of a salary. So I would reach out to people like Luke Eldridge, who worked for UCHRA, and we were kind of partners in trying to take care of some things in the community, and he would reach out to his sources, like a church or something like that. But how are you going to do that at 2 o'clock in the morning? There's not...
No one wants that call.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's in bed except, you know, law enforcement. So, you know, one... it was in the middle of the night, it came to me, and I think maybe God had told me that, you know, hey, this is how you're going to help people in these situations. And I actually woke up and I wrote it down because, you know, I'd probably forget it. So I wrote it down. I put, Facebook, social media, be loud type of thing. And so August 1st of 2019, I had created the Cookeville Human Fund.
How did you get the name?
I've got a neighbor, Mary Beth Shirley. We're both big Seinfeld, fans.
I wondered if that's what
yeah. So she kind of I was gonna call it something else, but she said no. You got to do the Human Fund. And I said I'll do Cookeville Human Fund. So it's kind of a joke behind it, but yeah. That's how we came up with it.
For those that don't know the reference, look up George Costanza and the Human Fund, and you'll find the story mm-hmm. behind that. In simple terms, what's the goal?
Okay, so the mission statement of the Cookeville Human Fund is its immediate response to a short-term need or solution for people that are in a critical bind, and it's at the street level. What does the street level mean? Street level encounters. Either we come upon it proactively as police officers, or we'll get dispatched to it, alerted to it by our Cookeville police dispatchers. And so it's up to the officer to recognize, is this person in a crisis situation? If we don't intervene, will they spiral out of control and become homeless? So we would like to intervene in that before they do that spiraling out of control, because we don't want that to lead to homelessness or temporary homelessness. And I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give you a couple. We're coming up on 4 years in August, so... About 3 years ago, I came upon a family of six, four small children, and the parents. Their vehicle engine had froze. Actually, it froze up in Harriman. They were on their way back to their residence in San Bernardino, California. So they're off to the side of the road. They got AAA to bring them here. Because we have a shelter, and I think that they didn't want to be separated, you know, with their children,
sure.
and I can understand that. And so it was cold out too, and so dispatch sent me over to right in front of the movie theater there, and you know, what was I going to, they didn't have money to rent a car. So, you know, what would we do if we didn't have the Cookeville Human Fund? We're going to have to make all kinds of calls in order to intervene with this family. So since I had the Cookeville Human Fund, I put them all up in a hotel room, which I don't, I'll cover that later. I put them in a hotel room for the night. I got them food, and I got them all a bus ticket to San Bernardino, California. Yeah, that was a heavy price item, but so worth it because intervening in something like that, you don't know what would happen if they didn't get help. We will never know when we help somebody what it stopped, because if you're in a desperate situation, you might resort to stealing, shoplifting, burglarizing a car, whatever. There's no telling what we'll never know.
Mark DeClair is our guest. He is the founder of Cookeville Human Fund, as we continue. Mark DeClair is an officer with the Cookeville Police Department. He is the founder of the Cookeville Human Fund. We're finding out about the work that it does. How do you get the other officers involved?
Okay, so great question. So that we have four different shifts, and we have an officer on every shift that can facilitate this program. So they each have a credit card. And so everybody knows in the department about the Cookeville Human Fund. So they contact the cardholder on that particular shift, and, you know, they'll go over, you know, what's needed. And they'll go ahead and take care of it right then and there. Because at first it was just me, and getting phone calls at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning wasn't good. So, I have people that actually want to do it, that volunteer to do it. I didn't want to make anybody, force them to do it. So,
and you're a nonprofit. This is not a department or a part of the police department.
No, it is a nonprofit, 501c3, but I do fall under the Cookeville Police Athletic League umbrella, which is the host nonprofit. So I fall underneath them.
This is in addition to the work that has been done in the last couple of years. You mentioned Luke Eldridge, who helped the city launch its program specifically to the homeless, and that's just a part of what you work with. Would the average person, in your mind, Mark, would they be surprised at how many of these kinds of emergencies there are in a community our size?
Yes. Yeah, they would probably be shocked what we intervene. And, you know, we're doing police work first and foremost. So that's tough enough as it is. You know, not everybody that we deal with is a criminal. And there's some people out there that just need a hand up. And that's what we want to provide, is that just a little bit of hand up. Hey, we caught you this time. We want to help. But again, it's street level encounters. So if that makes sense.
Do you feel like, as a police officer, how do I put this delicately, that you're able to see through the lies, the games?
Yes. Police officers are very jaded to begin with. They see the worst in humanity. And almost, I'm not saying everyone, but a good portion of the people that we encounter are lying to us. So we have to be able to, you know, put that filter on and ask a lot of questions. And yes, there has been many attempts to abuse our program, but it's you know, I do a pretty good job of vetting people, and we've had a lot of luck, falling prey to that.
From that standpoint, does it reward you in some way to be able to get beyond that? I don't know if jadedness is a word, but let me use that word.
Yeah, it does. I've been a cop for 23 years, and sometimes I really don't feel good about the job. You know, I'm getting close to my retirement, and it has nothing to do with how our police department treats us. It's the work, and it takes a toll on you mentally and physically. And so when I get to help somebody, it really makes my day that, hey, I was able to help somebody today instead of, you know, always just resorting to the negative things out there on the street. So that brings a lot of joy to me.
Our guest is Mark DeClaire. He is the founder of the Cookeville Human Fund, as we continue. It's an organization here in Cookeville that is serving those who are just having a hard time. The police department in so many instances may be the first, may be the only encounter that they have with someone that can help. And the Cookeville Human Fund is doing that through Officer Mark DeClaire. How do you raise money?
Great question. This 501c3 is 100% through community donations. This is not taxpayer money at all. So I get residents, I get businesses, and sometimes I'll get a religious organization to donate. So I depend on those donors because, you know, we do go through some money. So when you... I do a lot of videos now because I've been encouraged to, not by the police department, but by some media managers that are doing pro bono work for me, and it captures an audience. So I do a lot of videos, and at the end of every video, I put on my begging hat, if you will. I say, hey, you know, if you like what you see and you like what we're doing, please donate to us, and this is how to donate to us. You go to our website, you know, CookevilleHumanFund.com, go to the Get Involved page, pick your way of donation, you know, Venmo, PayPal, GoFundMe, and I always take checks. You can mail them to Cookeville Police Department Headquarters, 1019 Neal Street, 38501, and put attention, Officer Mark DeClaire. That's my ending begging, my plea. So,
but I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking that just about any kind of encounter, and you mentioned the bus ticket to California, which is certainly at one end, but none of these encounters are going to be quote-unquote cheap.
No.
So you're going to run through some money.
Yeah, that's a good point, because even when we intervene on a car, somebody broke down in the city, and they don't have the funds to fix it. So, number one, you got to look at the towing bill. Okay, and fortunately, I have SOS towing that they tow for me, and or I'll use Rush towing. So that's an expense right there. And I have them towed to South Woodall Auto Clinic. You know, they gave me a break, a little bit of a break on the fees, and so does Midas. Both of those, and so. Any kind of, you touch a car, any shop out there touches a car, it's always going to be expensive. So, you bring up a valid point.
Have you ever been limited by the fact we just don't have the money to do it?
I actually had to suspend our campaign. It was about a year and a half ago or so. I was down to, you know, a few bucks. But since then, I'm able to maintain a little bit more. But I'm just waiting for that one, you know, event that's really going to, you know, bankrupt me. And this is, by the way, this is totally exclusive to Putnam County. I cannot go outside the county lines. Otherwise, I would be bankrupt. So, strictly Putnam County.
The other officers, is it easy to get them involved?
I don't think it's difficult because they know who the, you know, the point of contact is on their shift. They run across something.
I guess what I'm asking is there a part of this that, and I don't say this in any kind of judgment, but as a police officer, have you, in some cases, have some people had to make the decision, I can't let my emotions get involved in what I see every day?
Well, that's, I think you're probably talking about the young officer, because I used to be one of them. And, you know, they got a job to do. And yes, I can't get it, you know, emotionally involved, but it's really not, you don't have to do that. It's just having compassion.